Aaron, what was it like going through with all those injuries today and trying to overcome them?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough having LaTroy in there in the end, you know, playing offensive line. Obviously, we're down three guys, but Don and Jason stepped up and played really well for us.
What did you make of Atlanta's young defense and some of the guys who are making plays out there?
Yeah, it's good defense. They play a simple scheme and they run it really well. You know, they rely on their pass rush and their drop lanes, and you know, did a good job. We hurt ourselves early with a missed field goal, and then another good drive down there and fumbled inside the 10. Hurt the momentum of the game. Obviously, not getting points, staying in the game. Their offense is hot right now. Matt's playing incredible. Playing a team like that, you gotta start faster than that. We had 0 points in the first half. You're not gonna win many games like that.
Those are two things that hardly ever happen. Mason never misses field goals in playoffs, and you guys didn't fumble the ball hardly at all during this 8-game winning streak. How devastating is that, and how hard is it to come back from that? Because can you get into a shootout if those two things don't happen?
Well, that's the what-if game, you know. But it is definitely uncharacteristic of our football team, and unfortunately, in a game like this, it comes down to the little details. And if you're not on, and you're making little mistakes like that, you know, it's going to be tough to win against a really tough offense.
Can you speak to what Jordy went through during the week to try to be able to play in the game and be somewhat productive in the game?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so proud of Jordy. I mean, it's incredible that he was out there.
How are you feeling as far as the flu and all that? How did you feel today?
I felt fine. I missed a couple throws early, but, you know, we hurt ourselves there in the first half and put our defense in, didn't give them a lot of confidence, obviously not scoring, but I felt fine.
Aaron, you talked about how you relish the challenge and you feel good about handling adversity. Did you guys, between injuries and some uneven play, did you run into too much adversity today to overcome it?
Yeah, I mean, we just played a hot team. You know, you got to give them credit. Matt's playing incredible right now, and that's a very good offense. The defense, you know, played really well last week and did some good things today. I feel like we kind of hurt ourselves in the first half more than they really stopped us. But no, they have a good football team. There's a reason they're moving on to the Super Bowl, and they're going to be tough to stop.
You played a ton of indoor games. How loud was it today compared to the fact the way, you know, you were getting the ball out and all that stuff?
No, but it was loud. I mean, it's a great environment to put this stadium to rest. I'm sure that's a fun one for them. It's a great place to play. The fans are very loud. But we've dealt with the noise in the past, and it wasn't a major factor.
You said one of the things you have to do to compete in that situation is perform well early on offense. Did the uncertainty and the disruption with the receivers during the week and guys not being completely healthy today factor in?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we got Jordy going early, hit him on one of the first first big plays there. He felt good. The fact he's out there is just a tribute to him putting his body on the line, and Tay as well. You know, Tay was doing round the clock treatment just to be out there as well. So to have those guys battling out there was pretty incredible. We had this miscommunication on the first on that third down where I had to throw it away before the missed field goal. Something that we talked about in practice. We just weren't on the same page. And then, obviously, we put together another good drive there in the drive that ended the first quarter and the second quarter. And, unfortunately, Rip, who's been great with ball security all year, put it on the ground. And obviously, a different game there for, you know, coming down to tie it there, 10-10. It would have been a little different.
Aaron, you've gotten to three of these NFC Championship games. You know how hard it is. Where do you go from here? I mean, you're not – I know you've got a lot of years ahead of you, but these opportunities are awfully hard to reach.
Well, I think if this has taught us anything, it's how important that home field advantage is. being able to sleep in your own bed and practice and not have to travel and then, have the fan support, it makes a big difference. We've played in three of these now and all on the road. It's tough to win on the road. We need to reload. I don't think we need to rebuild. We need to reload. We got a lot of players who are young, who are big contributors for us. We just need to reload a little bit this offseason. And, I think we had a lot of great contributions this season from guys we didn't really expect starting the season out. Geronimo Allison had a very big year for us. Aaron Ripkowski was fantastic. Jared Cook, I think, needs to be near the top of the priority list the way that he played this year. And the offensive line, keeping those guys together was a big part of our success. So I'm really proud of these guys. We battled. We had our backs against the walls for 8 weeks in a row and won some big games. We just came up a little short. Yeah, that was my first non-delay of game penalty in my career, except for one I had in junior college. I went for the stiff arm, and I'm not a stiff arm connoisseur. I just kind of my thumb slipped through his face mask. His helmet was on loosely, and his helmet came off. I just told the ref, he picked up the flag when they looked at the Jumbotron when I scrambled and kind of did a weird kind of in-between forward and front slide, and the guy kind of hit me in the head, and they picked up that penalty. So I just said, why don't you look at the Jumbotron to pick up this penalty, because it obviously wasn't excessive blow to the head there, deserving of a 15-yard penalty, in my opinion.
Aaron, at 4-6, obviously, I know it's hard to take a big picture view after a game like this, but at 4-6, this could have gone to 6-10 or 7-9, and it didn't. Does this wreck the good feelings you have about what you guys did over the last 8 weeks? Or
no, I don't think so. I just think it's, if you're not the champion every year, it's a little disappointing. And obviously we haven't been for a number of years now. Felt great about our football team. The entire season we just went through some adversity and lost some games we should have won, which would have changed probably some of the playoff seedings. That's what you have to do. You have to win those games in the regular season to give yourself an opportunity to host this game, because it's just so difficult to win on the road in this environment against a hot team. So that needs to be the focus moving forward next year. And like I said, reload and get ready for the offseason. Be here before we know it.
Two more, Vern.
Do you think enough can happen in the offseason to get over this hump? Do you feel like the clock is ticking at all for you?
I don't. I still feel pretty young. I think I have a number of years left in me. I can play at a high level. We just got to make sure we're going all in every year to win. And I think we can take a big step this offseason.